This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you enjoy the Red Men podcast, then we have got more Red Men podcasty goodness for your ears. And now, as an alternative to RedMenPlus.com, you can subscribe to Red Men Plus podcast directly through Spotify. Yep, you just go through Spotify, pay them directly instead of us. It means the same thing, except you get access to the podcast in Spotify directly. Get involved. Extra Red Men podcast each and every week.
Hello everyone and welcome to Red Men TV here on YouTube. I'm about to predict Liverpool's 11 for the visit of Manchester City on Sunday. What a titanic tussle ahead of us, but not as big a tussle as the one I'm psychologically facing right now. Haven't gotten catastrophically drunk last night and I've just driven back today. I got back from Glasgow 20 minutes ago. Not in a great state, I'll level with you. How this is going to go, therefore, I do not know. One thing you could do if you really want to help cheer me up, if you're watching this live or if you're watching it after the fact and you haven't yet subscribed to the YouTube channel, click the subscribe button. We are so close, so like infuriatingly, tantalizingly close to 500,000 subscribers. We're going to get there over the weekend, but you know what? If we can get there before the weekend, then kudos you. I'm talking to you, you there, who's just going there right now to click that subscribe button. Maybe you sat on the fence thinking, I can't be asked. It's more movement in my fingers. You can help get us there before we even kick off against Manchester City, and that would be amazing. We've got loads of boss stuff lined up, and we can activate that when we do hit 500,000. Right. Big questions ahead of Jurgen Klopp's team selection at the weekend. We know there's a number of players who are going to be out injured, so we'll start to sort of whittle them out. So we know Trent is going to be at least a couple more weeks, so no sign of him, you'd imagine, for this one. Joel Matip is in a similar boat as well, talk of 2 weeks out for him. So, yeah, no Matip in contention. Let's make sure I'm not doing anything stupid while I'm working this down. One player who could come back in for this one is Curtis Jones. So he was on Journal. Neil Jones was on Journal Insights today. Yes, and he was talking about his potential return. If you want to check that show out, do it over on Redmen Plus. So Kurt comes back into contention. Badžetić was on the bench against Rangers, so he might well be involved. We've seen Ramsey as well. He's been missing for the last couple. I'm just double checking that. Yeah, he's missed the last couple, even though he threatened to come back into the side. So we don't quite know who it is. Oxlade-Chamberlain is back in training. He's been back outside. He was seen in the pre-Rangers kind of like warm up training the day before. He's doing a little bit of ball work, but he's not in full training yet. So Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain, still a little bit too early for him. Similar for Naby Keita, probably a few weeks away at least before we start to see him back. Artur Melo, as we know, is ruled out until the new year at least, because he's gone through surgery, and similar for our good mate Luis Diaz as well. So starting to get a slightly clearer picture of what the manager's got available to him. I want to know your thoughts if you're here with me live in the comments here on YouTube. Who are you going with? Who are you starting? What from the changes and the starting 11 that we saw against Rangers worked for you? That you're like, yes, that. Is it, for example, the fact that Mo Salah came on and he played one of the more central two centre-forward roles rather than playing wide on the right? Is that something you'd be saying? Maybe Harvey Elliott, he had a really good game, scored his first Champions League goal as well, eventually. Thank you so much, VAR. do you stick with Harvey Elliott on the right? But then, of course, that has a knock-on impact to who plays in the middle. Hello. And that'll be Harvey's agent there, Sam. Let us know thoughts or answers to any of those things in the comments. Right, we can start to sift through the goalkeepers. What we know is Adrian and Quevin Kelleher were both on the bench. I would suspect Kelleher will be, once again, I'll put him out the way for now, and we'll work our way through that in a moment. So, quite obviously, it's going to be Alisson Becker. First big decision point comes in the left-back area. Tsimikas has performed admirably, and I think that's probably underselling. I thought he's performed really, really well. Great corner, of course, last night before Bobby Firmino's equaliser. Is Robbo ready to start this game? I'm not so sure. He looked good. He looked fit. He looked hungry when he came onto the pitch. So there's a little bit of debate to be had over the left-back slot. So we'll keep both of them in for the moment. It's Manchester City, so let's be honest, there's zero chance that Virgil van Dijk isn't starting this game. And because of the injury to Joel Matip, it's going to be Ibu Konate alongside him again. Nat Phillips, again, highly unlikely to be in contention, although he will almost certainly be on the bench. And Joe Gomez, who I was not surprised by, actually, but I was pleasantly pleased with his right-back performance against Rangers. Great cross, fantastic cross to set up Bobby's second, I want to say. Brilliant, really, really good. Really, really good from him. I think three of the back four, and obviously the goalie, are pretty much nailed on, just because we haven't got tons of choice in what we're going to do in that. The next decision point comes. So we saw Fabinho and Jordan Henderson as a double pivot. Thiago, of course, comes off the bench. So it's, again, the question remains, do you go back to a three-man midfield? It's Manchester City, right? So I'm just going to move Badger City out because I don't see how he's starting against Man City. We played three in midfield against Man City in the Charity Shield, and it worked, and we played really well. What we saw was this midfield three, not in the order that I've got them up here, but we saw Fabinho, Thiago, Henderson at the Etihad last season in the league, and it didn't quite have enough, I say, guile. We brought Naby Keita in for the FA Cup semi-final, and that really gave a lift to that team. So the question is, again, to you, let me know, would you be going back to this? Because when you're playing Man City, you need to have all of your faculties about you, and are those fine margins of everyone understanding their roles, would you want to revert to that? I don't think they will. I've got a sneaky feeling they will press on with two up top, just because does it undo the work that you've done so far? Why go through this stage? You could have changed something against Arsenal if you wanted to. You could have changed it against Arsenal late on. They had these three guys were actually all on the pitch. We played Jordan Henderson right mid rather than put it back to a midfield three. On the midfield thing, I don't think Curtis Jones, even if he was to come back into contention, it'd be nice to see him back on the bench. James Milner, similarly, I think it'll be a wild world if he was to come straight back into the side. And Calvin Ramsey, again, he's not just going to come out the cold and play his first game of football for Liverpool against Manchester City. Leaves us some really interesting choices then, again, in terms of the front position. So Roberto Firmino is the man in form. Darwin Nunez is our most expensive player. Yeah, give or take, you know, when inflation, all that kind of stuff. He's finding the back of the net. He looks at half. I've got to mute that. He's trying to change. He's starting to find the back of the net. He's becoming a more consistent danger. We saw what impact he had in the Charity Shield against Man City. You've got Diogo Jota, who looks like he's finally back in. There was Klopp mentioned post-match the reason he doesn't start against Rangers because he got told early doors before the game that he had a slight muscular thing, so we could only play him for a limited amount of time. Does that again affect Jota's availability for the weekend? I mean, I don't. It shouldn't. It shouldn't. So he's a strong contender. And I've mentioned it before. Obviously, Mo Salah comes on, fastest hat-trick in Champions League history. Look at his face. Look at his. I want to see that face smiling again. I want to see that face smiling again, having scored goals against a really good team. And I feel like he's more capable. He's never not going to start Mo Salah. So anyway, Carvalho, I haven't touched on enough there, but I was really impressed with his game again. Yes, he's at fault. Slightly, he's culpable for partly for the goal that we conceded against Rangers from our field, but I thought again he got better and better as the game went on. And in the absence of Diaz, do you want to have his trickery on that left hand side? So the way I sort of see it, if we're going with a 4-4-2, you've got Carvalho or Jota are your likely two left side options. Realistically, you're looking at Salah or Elliott. for your right side options. And then you've got Bobby and Nunes. You could, of course, both actually just start up front for us if we really want to. And it's worked quite well so far. I mean, again, Bobby Firmino's finding form and goal scoring form. We haven't really seen consistently since 17-18. Big decisions. I'm going to have a little comment and see what people say. AJD says, Fab Thiago Hendo is too slow. Yeah, maybe. Certainly a little bit in transition. HS, who I think might have suffered a blow to the head, says Liverpool needs a world-class goalkeeper. Well, there he is. Found him. Found one. There he is. His name is Alisson Becker. He's the best goalie in the world and he plays for us. Matty Bright says Bobby has to play. AJ Deal says, I'm loving this Firmino, so clinical. Salah should start up front, says Ali A. So that's another possibility. So let's just say we keep Nunes back. So I think there's maybe a thing where you try to do a Charity Shield style switcheroo again. So we maybe put Nunes out, we put Salah and Firmino up top. I'm just going to put Firmino in behind Salah for the moment because it means there's more room on the board. Let's say start Elliot out on that right-hand side and then start Jota on the left. I don't think that, you know, I'll make it more 4-2-3-1. And let's say Hendo out for Fabinho and Thiago. And then you've got Jota on the left, Firmino and Salah centre forward, and then Elliot from the right. Now, whilst there's no Diaz, we're going to have to be careful because I don't think it probably limits Jota's playing time through the middle a little bit. And if Elliot's going to be in form, and they clearly like him and they clearly trust him, he's played in big games for Liverpool before. I'm not totally against this as an idea, to be perfectly honest. And then you've got an option if you want to switch it up late on. Well, then you can bring Darwin Nunes on for, let's say, it could be for Elliot, and then you move Salah over and you keep Firmino on, and then you go Darwin Nunes up top. You can switch things around in game if you want to change things around. I think it's possibly slightly too wild. So I'm gonna come down on this one is I'm gonna put Salah on that right hand side. I'm gonna go Nunes and Firmino up top, and I'm gonna stick Jota out on that left hand side. And I'm gonna shuffle everything over to the left because I've still got to do the bench yet. And then I think in midfield, I think it'll be Fabinho, Thiago. If Andy Robertson is fit enough, he will start this game as well. Best foot forward. And that kind of leads us towards an 11 that is Alisson in goal. It is Andy Robertson at left back. It's Van Dijk, Konate, Gomez across the back four. Midfield double pivot of Fabinho and Thiago. And then up front on the left-hand side, Diogo Jota. Firmino and Nunes up front. And then Mohamed Salah on that right-hand side. What do you think of that? Harry Powers has got to play Nunes. He has been brilliant. Lewis Smith says left wing Nunes, strikers Bobby and Salah, right wing Jota. It's another possibility as well. I'm not a bigger fan of Jota playing from that right hand side, but it's not outside the realms of possibility at all. And because Klopp has referenced a couple of times the fact that he can do that. Sean Silva, Nunes and Salah cannot play together. He takes Salah's right half space and contributes nothing. Better for Diogo to be on the left than Bobby central. Okay, cool. Again, all interesting suggestions. Let's have a little go and see if we can work out the subs bench as well. So it will be Cleveland Kelleher. It will be, if he's not starting, it will be Kostas Tsimikas. Out of these other lads that I've got here, Hendo will be on the bench by that logic. We will have, I imagine that Phillips will be on there just to make sure we've got a centre half. Jimmy Milner, because he always is, because the man is eternal. Harvey, yeah. Carvalho, yeah. That's 2, 4, 6, 7. Two more. I think it will be, if he's fit and available, let's get Keith on there. And probably either Ramsey, if he's fit enough, or Bajetic, just to round things out. Agree, disagree, let me know in the comments section underneath. Liverpool Anfield legendary says Salah's wasted out wide, need to play inside forward or second striker. I agree, he's been too far from goal, and we saw against Rangers what happens when you get Mo Salah between the width of the penalty area on the ball where he can have a shot at goal. He's lethal. We know this. It doesn't need saying. There's a reason he's got so many golden boots playing for us. But the problem is that when you're moving Salah out of there, you are creating a problem without Diaz's pace on the left. all of a sudden you're putting Harvey Elliott there and you've got, let's say, Jota out wide on the left. You've got no pace in your attack. You've got no pace in your midfield. And you've got some pace at fullback and centre-back, but that's all your pace is in your back four, basically. And I'm not sure that's what you need. I think you need to have someone to stretch things a little bit. Be interesting to see what Man City do. Obviously, Kyle Walker's out. Sergio Gomez, I guess we'll be a contender, whether he sticks out with the left back position. He got sent off in midweek. Not that that will impact the Premier League, of course. Did they move Cancelo over to that side? It's a big game for whoever goes up against Mo Salah on that in their left back position. So yeah, I'm kind of happy for that. Gary the Bun Seller says Harvey for Jota. Rest is perfect. So Harvey on the left wing. I honestly think it will be. I think it'd be Jota or Carvalho. And the only reason it won't be Jota. Is maybe a fitness thing for Jota, of course. But I mean, look what we did against Rangers in terms of just putting a decent side out, and then having some real firepower. My only issue with going with this team really is you've got a bunch of good players on the bench. You know, people have their varying opinions on all of them, of course. But I'm not sure we've got game changers on the bench. Elliot can change a game. Carvalho can. He's already won a game in the 97th minute winner for us this season. But maybe there's a world where you go, you put start Carvalho on that left-hand side, and you put Jota on the bench, and then there's just that looming threat of you can bring Jota on, and you know you're bringing a 20-goal a season forward into the game late on to shake things up. And again, the other slight variation on that is, like as I mentioned, start Jota centre forward, put Nunes on the bench, and then you've got him again like the Charity Shield, where he comes in and their legs are a bit tired, some more spaces start to open up, and then he can really impact it. In fact, I like that. I'm going to go with that. I've decided that I've changed my mind. So my front four is now Carvalho from the left, Firmino, Jota through the middle, Salah on the right. Yes, there we go. I'm amazed that I'm still standing, but here we are. Thank you so much for your support. If you haven't dropped a like on it right now on this video, do it right now. If you haven't subscribed to the YouTube channel, do that right now as well. And if you need more content. So Liverpool have been a bit up and down. I think we can all agree with that. I'm sure everyone's feeling a lot better after the hearty win against Rangers. But, you know, Man City is a stressful time of the season anytime we go up against them. So if you need a bit of a support network around, you know, a lot of people don't have that immediate family who support Liverpool, and people in your house, in your life, in your day-to-day, face-to-face lives, who you can talk about Liverpool and air your grievances and stuff with. That's where Redmen Plus has always come in. Extra content, we can be that support network for you. So if you need a little bit of a digital cuddle, if you are struggling with Liverpool's up and down form, with us not being absolutely indestructible at our best, winning each and every game week, then do try out redmenplus.com. Extra videos, extra podcasts, documentaries, and a whole host of bonus features as well if you join as a club legend. So yeah, do check that out if you haven't done so already. Anyway, that's it from me. I'm going for a lie down. Thoughts and prayers, please direct them towards me in the comments. And we will return. I'll be at the ground this weekend. We will have a watch along on Sunday for the game as well. So make sure you subscribe, click the notification bell, and we'll see you there.
Thanks for listening. If you want even more Bosch content and podcasts just like this, go over to redmenplus.com and sign up now.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers, with rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.